We ask kids what...
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This hour of the Laura Ingraham Show is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics, serving Reading for over 45 years.
Locally owned KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, is also home to local programming and local sports. Mondays at 6 p.m., Radio Wasteland explores the mysteries all around us with a team of researchers who dig deep into the unseen world. Thursdays at 6, it's Chris and Jen Gomez keeping you up on pop culture and entertainment with We're a Little Behind, KCNR, where you also get local high school football, basketball, and, of course, baseball with the Reading Colt 45s. KCNR 1460.
Laura Ingraham, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460. KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
You're healthy. Radio addiction starts now.
Power to the people!
The Laura Ingraham Show.
See those fog lines laid out like landmines. It's hard to relax.
The pages, heavily redacted, but between the lines, the implication is clear. Michael Flynn cooperated plenty with the special counsel. 19 meetings between Robert Mueller's team, the Justice Department, and President Trump's former national security advisor.
At this point, I think it's fair to say if I'm Donald Trump and I read what I read yesterday and last week read what I read by Michael Cohen, I think the technical legal term for where I'd be right now is freaking out.
It's been a total disaster. Nobody cares. My life.
Well, here we are, 19 interviews later. The Mueller team releases this sentencing memo, and we find out there's almost nothing in it. Things are alluded to, but there's so much redacted here. Though people are saying, well, this proves that Mueller's got the goods on Trump. It doesn't prove anything. In fact, it indicates just the opposite, that he may have very little. And we may be dealing with a man here in Michael Flynn who was actually telling the truth, which is what all of those who interviewed him, including Stroik and Comey and others, maintain. It's less than 6 pages long. There is no mention here of any evidence Flynn might have given the Mueller team. But,
you know, the key thing here is that what this memo ends up showing, and again, you have to listen... You have to listen very carefully to the way the commentary is being presented on television by the people who want this to be the be-all and end-all.
Right.
So after what happened is, after the conversation with the Russian ambassador Kislyak was wiretapped in the beginning of January, the Obama administration leaked that Flynn might have violated this ridiculous Logan Act, which, of course, had not been used as a means of prosecution for over 100 years. Okay, over 100 years. So we're going to hang this whole thing on the Logan Act. And remember what we discussed last night on the Ingraham angle is that the conversation that Flynn ended up having with Kislyak was completely permitted under the law. You're allowed to discuss future U.S. national security matters with the ambassador of another important country, obviously this being Russia, because you are the incoming national security advisor. You don't just start day one, just jump into your position at the White House, say, hi, I'm ready to talk to everybody. This is routine where incoming officials talk to the current officials of other key allies, adversaries, and strategic competitors, other countries. So all of this was allowed to have happened under current law. Don't buy for a second that this stupid Logan Act, which permits a U.S. citizen from conducting kind of parallel U.S. foreign policy. He's not just any official. He's the incoming national security advisor. So So the Logan Act just shows you, using that, demonstrated. And I go back to that Sally Yates. Do you remember the name Sally Yates? Mm. She was the acting attorney general at the time. The acting attorney general of the United States. Okay, she is the one who urged this interview with Michael Flynn. She's the one who marched the agents over to the White House, talked to Don McGahn, then White House counsel, and said, we got to talk to Flynn. Why Don McGahn thought it was a good idea to have a non-Trump loyalist acting attorney general interview the National Security Council, National Security Advisor, whom everybody know was disliked by the old Obama guard. They couldn't stand Flynn for a variety of reasons.
Now, Laura, watching the commentary last night.
Now it's embarrassing.
Watching Michael Isikoff on CNN. This is the man, just to remind people, and I know this is a tortured and complex web, and it's very hard to unravel and figure out, I think, for the layman. Michael Isikoff was the guy who was leaking the fusion GPS information, which was part of that dossier, the so-called Russian dossier that had been cooked by the British spy. Now here he is commenting on the fruit of the information he illicitly leaked. Yeah, it's unbelievable. The way this is coming full circle. Rudy Giuliani, reacting on Fox News today, said that this is spitting on the sidewalk, these Flynn offenses. He calls Mueller's team sick puppies.
God, sounds just like Trump.
Well, he said they are sick puppies. This whole thing started as an orchestrated attempt to take the president out of office as an insurance policy. And that brings us back to the fusion GPS, that fake dossier, and the way that journalists peddled this, Michael Isikoff and others, peddled this into the public with no scrutiny, no sense of what was real or what wasn't, an unverified dossier that was cooked to a particular end. And that end was to create a scenario where, no matter what the outcome of the election, it would give the appearance that Donald Trump and his entire administration
were colluding,
was bound
with
up
Russia.
With the Russians.
Oh, you were colluding with Russia. At one point, your son or the company was talking about some deal with Russia in a hotel. Guess what? The Ritz-Carlton looks right over Red Square, because I've been there and I stayed there. You know how many hotel chains are in Moscow? It is a major metropolitan mecca of commercial investment. But now you can't do that. You can't have had a person who did any. Well, okay. Why were we actually considering Bill and Hillary Clinton to be back in the White House? They were doing business in Russia. Bill Clinton was doing speeches in Russia while his wife was Secretary of State. I believe it was the same time, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
Getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars.
There was, Laura, remember the Uranium One deal, all these operations where money was absolutely verifiably flowing into an outside foundation with your name on it while you are shaping and moving policies to benefit those governments. And everybody looked the other way.
The Logan Act is a dead letter, writes Byron York. He's absolutely right. If it was inappropriate for the FBI to question Flynn on suspicion of the Logan Act violation, and it was, it would have been inappropriate to do so for John Kerry or anyone else, because they say, look, shouldn't Kerry be investigated for the Logan Act? No, because everybody knows it's, you know what? Bull hockey. It's ridiculous. It's a ruse and a pretext to try to get someone tangled up in an investigation. The reason they went to question Flynn was because of this Logan Act deal.
Bob Mueller and his people have a substantial case going here. The Flynn sentencing memo was filled with language that just jumps out. And when you think about the timeline involved, January 24th, you've got Mike Flynn in the middle of several things. Sally Yates has gone to Don McGahn to tell him that, you know, he could be co-opted easily. Don McGahn tells Donald Trump. Donald Trump basically, allegedly, says, who cares? Mike Flynn has this sideshow with Turkey. This is pretty explosive.
They just say anything. It's you know, I can't even watch these shows anymore because there's no pretense of objectivity. At least last night on our show, you had Saul Weisenberg and myself saying, well, look, we don't know what's in these redacted portions of this addendum to the sentencing memo. We do know one thing. Michael Flynn's not going to jail. After all of this, if he were some grand figure in a conspiracy to subvert U.S. interests, some grand figure, because he was National Security Advisor, you think Bob Mueller would give him zero jail time or recommend zero jail time to the judge? Of course not.
I think Mueller is playing chess. Trump's sending the signal, hey, shut up and I'll pardon you. Mueller's sending the signal that you cooperate and I get to go home.
Who was that? Oh, God. Fox. Someone who left Fox under grousing circumstances, let's just say that. So all the cliches are coming out. I'm just not going to spend all that much time on this because I find it to be... It's like a zero...
Here's the problem, and I urge you all to go look at the actual documents themselves. 80% of them are redacted. All the good information in the addendum. I'm talking about the addendum, not the original six-page document.
What the addendum is.
Well, the addendum is a secondary document submitted to the court to try to get Michael Flynn a lower sentencing. Mueller's asking the court for lower to no sentencing for Michael Flynn. Now, why is that? That is a question. They certainly believe he's provided, quote, substantial material support to the special
counsel. A BS case against Flynn, and they know they're not going to. What are they going to get?
And it's a mea culpa to Flynn.
Yeah, and they're going to be able to put Peter Strzok on the stand who said, we didn't think he lied. You understand the defense could put Strzok on the stage and said, what happened when you went back to the Justice Department after you interviewed Mike Flynn? Do you think he was hiding something to the detriment of the U.S. foreign policy? And Strzok is going to have to say no because that's what he wrote in his memo. He's not going to be able to say yes to that. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. They had a lousy case against Flynn. They turned the screws as much as they could. And at least so far, we think I don't see anything.
There thus far has been no public evidence of any kind of collusion with Russian interests and the Trump campaign. The good news, I think, for the country is there's no indication that the president has been in any way misleading or just not telling the truth to the investigators, to the Mueller team. So hopefully this is now winding down with the sentencing memoranda coming to light that I think will shed light on these relationships with Russian interests.
That's a nice cut.
Yeah, that's a nice cut. That's about all we want to hear from her.
Did she fall down
anyway.
A well?
That's all we want to hear from her anyway. 855-40-LAURA. All right, so I will tweet out a photo of something I did yesterday. Okay? It's a photo of something I did yesterday on a whim. It was a whim.
This wasn't the equestrian.
Was this a good idea? Was this a good idea, yes or no? Well, you'll have to say. All right, we'll take a break. We'll get into more of this. Joe DiGenova, oh, my gosh, I can't wait to talk to him. If Joe DiGenova is as fun as he is at 10:15 at night, can you imagine what Joe DiGenova is going to be like at 9:35 talking about what this Mueller nonsense, this meat grinder of a never-ending Mueller investigation.
We really need to ask Joe DiGenova, what are you doing New Year's Eve? Because this is the man you'd want to spend New Year's Eve with.
I want to be where he is for sure. All right, we'll take a break. 855-40-LAURA, your reaction. And I know when I say poor General Flynn, look at what he has been through. Did he make some – I wouldn't have done that turkey deal. I wouldn't have – It's always tricky.
He wrote an article about it.
Yeah, he wrote an article about it.
It's so arcane. Nobody cares.
He wrote an article about our relationship with Turkey, and in his Foreign Agent Registration Act filings, Mueller, again, this is a stretch. He's trying to, like, fill out this memo to have anything in it because there's nothing there. Well, he wasn't forthcoming completely about the nature of the relationship of the Turkey government to his consulting work. But it's very amorphous. And so he writes a piece after he left the National Security Council staff. After he leaves the White House, he left. I mean, he wrote this piece. So how is this pre-election collusion on the part of a three-star general? It's ridiculous. Like all of these people, it's the revolving door of Washington. They all go work for other entities, other companies. Some do speeches in other countries. Welcome to the world as it is. If you want to criminalize that, then there are going to be a lot of people doing that walk with the orange jumpsuit. 855-40-LAURA. Don't go where.
In a weird way, what's most explosive are all those black spaces that where you don't know.
Just one teaser line going into it.
Where the shark's going to surface next.
The Laura Ingram Show.
When it comes to costly car repairs, you need options. You cannot sacrifice your family's safety on the road by bargain hunting for the best deal. That's why you need extended vehicle protection from CarShield. Remember, CarShield makes the process of fixing your car for a covered repair super easy. So you can have your favorite mechanic or your dealership do the work. It's your choice. They also provide 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed for free. So if your car has 5,000 to 150,000 miles, it doesn't mean you have to pay high repair bills. CarShield's administrators have paid close to $2 billion in claims, and they're ready to help you. So save yourself thousands in future car repairs. Get covered by the ultimate in extended vehicle protection, just like I did. Call 800-CAR-6100 and mention the code Laura, or visit carshield.com and use the code Laura to save 10%. That's 800-CAR-6100, mention the code Laura, or visit carshield.com and use the code Laura to save 10%.
A deductible may apply.
More good news on the economy. Unemployment drops again.
Tax cuts. Slashing red tape. The Trump approach is pro-growth and America first. So why is his health secretary trying to let foreign countries like Greece set Medicare drug prices here in the U.S.? The world already gets a free ride on American innovation and medicines. The right answer is more competition, not imported socialist pricing schemes. Tell President Trump to fight for America and a better deal. Visit ProtectMyPartB.org.
Paid for by Americans for Tax Reform.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops. With omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin, owner of Page's Coffee Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. No matter what the job is, when it comes to print, scanning, and mailing, we do it all for you. We specialize in color copies, binding documents, making booklets, and bulk mailing. Whether it's faxing, laminating, taking passport photos, or scanning your files, we tailor to your business's needs. No job is too big or small. We do it all.
Page's Coffee Center, locally owned for 30 years for all your business, copy, print, and mailing services. Give Page's a call at 246-9178. Visit them at 1645 Pine Street.
Celebrate the season with your favorite holiday songs. Under the Street Lamp, Hip to the Holidays. December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. Under the Street Lamp. Former cast members of Jersey Boys performing holiday classics and songs from the Great American Songbook. Tickets are on sale now. Buy tickets at ReadingCivic.com. The Reading Civic box office or call 530-229-0022. Saturday, December 22nd, Reading Civic Auditorium. More at UnderTheStreetLamp.com. Under the Street Lamp. Hip to the holidays.
I'm here with Dr. Pramila Dhanuka of the Page Cancer Center. Dr. Dhanuka, what are some of the symptoms of lung cancer?
Persistent cough, persistent phlegm, hemoptysis, any kind of chest pain, any weight loss associated with it, recurrent pneumonias are happening. Those kind of symptoms or breathing issues, any kind, pay attention to those and seek help.
November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. Early detection is critical. Pace Cancer Center on Court Street in Reading. Positive attitude, care, and excellence.
Hey,
Call Laura now, 1-855-40-LAURA.
Caroling through the snow, Christmas bells are ringing. Joyous voices, sweet and clear, sing the sad heart to cheer.
I've looked at this report, and yes, everybody's going to focus on what has been redacted. But let's look at what's not in there. There is no suggestion that Michael Flynn had anything to do with collusion. He was with the transition team. He was part of the campaign. And yet there's no mention of collusion. I think it's good news for President Trump tonight that this is what it's come down to. Even though they said he substantially cooperated, I think he substantially cooperated to say that there was no collusion, and we can look at it with that in mind.
Hiding's now.
Excuse my voice. To the Laura Ingraham Show, 855-40-LAURA. This is kind of a disappointment. I mean, as far as just a dump of information in its first real sentencing memo of this investigation. Remember, Flynn pled not guilty in December of 2017, about a year ago. He's the first person of note to cooperate with Mueller. And this is what they come up with? That is a good way to look at it. I mean, I think a proper way to look at it. This was the big kahuna. Remember, this is the guy who was closest to Trump. And yes, we have a few redacted pages, but it's not much. Not much. I mean, you would think that if it's Mike Flynn, National Security Advisor, you'd have 30 pages of in-depth kind of probing on all of these matters. 1001, he misstated is the topic of his Kislyak conversation, the ambassador. And Victor Davis Hanson, who we're going to have on after DeGeneva, next hour, he made a great point last night. He said, if this was some big quid pro quo or a big confab to change U.S. policy, gosh, it didn't work very well. Our policy had gotten tougher against Russia since Obama. Our policy had gotten more stringent against the old Soviet Union when it came to sanctions, our regular dealings with Russia. On every level, our relationship with Russia is, frankly, in a bad place. I think our relationship with Russia should be in a much better place. And I think this investigation and Bob Mueller has hurt U.S. foreign policy. You want to know what I think? I think this whole thing is a scandal. And it has hurt our relationship with one of the most important nations on earth. Not because I think Russia wants the best for the United States. But you know what I'm looking at? I'm looking at the article today in the Wall Street Journal about how the Chinese are stealing and have stolen already a good deal of our space weaponry and our space technology. Once a country can knock out your satellites and knock out your communication systems from space without anyone knowing when or where it is or when it's going to happen, you think you're a vulnerable country? Boeing has developed this space technology. And you should go to my Twitter feed and you can read the whole piece. Boeing has developed this technology and SpaceX is supposed to be launching it. Well, who do you think somehow got his hands on this new space weaponry technology? Could it be the guy who Donald Trump this morning said he really believed him when Xi said he was going to do all the right stuff? Now Donald Trump tweets out, "I don't mean to sound naive, but I really believed what Xi told me." Oh my God.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-794-0437.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-794-0437. That's 1-800-794-0437.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia.
Tis the season to light up the holidays. Let's do this.
Redding Kia has great sale prices on their award-winning lineup of SUVs. And with no payments until after the new year.
Wrap it, put a bow on it, and put that new all-wheel drive 2019 Kia Sorento under your tree.
That's a great idea.
You know, that winter driving can be a little tricky, but not in a super affordable 2019 Kia Sportage. It's all-wheel drive, and for those really challenging weather conditions, you can lock it into true four-wheel drive for extra traction and safety.
That's a really great idea.
You can do that in a Sorento, too.
And remember, every new Kia comes with America's best warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
So light up the holidays, make a great deal, and drive home happy with a new SUV from Redding Kia.
And as the marketing director for Redding Kia, I can assure you nobody does it better.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
The Light Up the Holiday sales event ends January 2nd, 2019.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Season's greetings from the Reading Civic Auditorium. This is Nathan Parmalee, talent buyer for the Civic. We wish all our veterans and active duty servicemen and women a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Everyone at the Reading Civic Auditorium is grateful for your service to our country and extend our hopes for a peaceful and prosperous new year for you and your families. Stay warm, stay safe, and we'll see you soon at the Civic.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Call Laura now, 1-855-40-LAURA.
Friends and lovers, don't you duck and cover, 'cause everything.
Oh, the holidays are a time for family, being thankful, sharing blessings. Oh, I didn't post my photo, Raymond. I've got to post the photo. Remind me to do that. I'll do it after our next segment. Of what I did to try to carry on a tradition yesterday. Oh. It was rather pathetic, but I did my best. Okay, and I'm going to do some other thing like it today to carry on the tradition.
Oh.
Okay, so I'm just teasing you all about it, but you'll be able to go online, you'll be able to look at the photo, and you tell me whether you would like to try one. Okay? But back to this. You know, the ID fraud, I've noticed this, by the way, and I don't know if any of you have noticed this. When you open up your email, do you notice there are more phishing scams during the holidays? Phishing where they try to get you to click a link, and then your information or your IP address get sucked up. Do not do it. The holidays are a time where you're ordering a lot of stuff online. You're probably using some public Wi-Fi, and you'll start seeing this incoming into your email box. That's just one of the ways they try to steal your ID. Well, My ID Care has been helping Fortune 500 companies for many, many years, done a phenomenal job, which is why they were so successful. And smartly, they decided, well, why don't we just make these services available to individuals and families? And lo and behold, that's where we are right now. I'm a member of My ID Care. I would not recommend it unless it actually worked, unless you got the alerts on your phone when there was an intrusion happening. And they have a 100% recovery, ID recovery guarantee, which I love as well. So all you need to do, again, peace of mind at the holidays over your ID, go to myidcare.com/Laura. 15% off. It's very cool. 15% off just for the holidays. Myidcare.com/Laura. Promo code Laura.
It's Christmas in America. There's carols in the air.
When you look at how Michael Cohen, you know, just almost a sense of relief he had last week after telling the truth. There's a big difference between playing to Donald Trump and playing to Robert Mueller. Those that play with Mueller do effectively play on Team America, on Team Truth. They've told, you know, they stopped the lying that, you know, is endemic to Trump and have said, finally, I'm just coming clean and telling you what I did.
America.
Jeffrey Toobin.
That's not Jeffrey Toobin, is it? No, it doesn't sound like him at all.
No, that's Neil Katyal, the former acting Solicitor General.
Team America, Team Truth.
Team Truth.
We need Team America World Police soundbites for that.
Mr. President!
Remember Kim Jong-un playing? That was the most foul movie, but it did have some good one-liners. Well, again, the language that you heard last night from people who are exhibiting the worst in wishful thinking of what this all represents. A good man dragged through the prosecutorial mud by partisans in the Mueller investigation. That's what we have. And this is sadly our system of justice today, where prosecutors hold all the cards, they turn the screws, they said, we know that you didn't tell the truth about your phone conversation with Kislyak. And Flynn's probably saying, what? Yeah, I talked to him, but like, I'm not trying to subvert U.S. policy. We're talking about the things that normally you talk about. I'm the incoming national security advisor. There's a lot on your plate. Don't get all upset about these sanctions, because we're coming in. Like, we're about to take office. Ridiculous using that as a pretext for a big interview with him and an investigation because he speaks to Kislyak. What a joke. Joining us now, one of my absolute favorites. I'm thankful for a lot this year. But one of the things I'm thankful for are voices of reason and also voices of people with intellect who also make me laugh, and there are not many of those. I gotta say, they to be smart and funny and insightful, that's a hard combo. How do you like that introduction, Joe DeGenova? I mean, who's gonna make you feel better than I am today? How are you?
Merry Christmas.
Joe, the hyperbolic commentary last night on the other cables. There's one knee slapper after another. Your take of this sentencing memo and the addendum, there's some redactions in it. Flynn's likely not going to do any jail time, and where are we?
Much ado about nothing. Very short pleading, which tells you that its sparseness gives its identity away. There's nothing to say because General Flynn gave them nothing about the President of the United States. There's no mention of collusion in any part of the pleadings. The matters that are blacked out, redacted, are no doubt related to criminal activities having nothing to do with the campaign whatsoever, but other things, and certainly nothing involving the President of the United States. I think General Flynn has been abused by many people, but the person who gets the award for the villain in this is Sally Yates, who created the pretextual investigation under the Logan Act in order to frame Flynn. Flynn apparently did not lie about perfectly legal activities, and yet he finds himself pleading guilty to something he didn't do in order to prevent harm to his family and further harm to himself. In the scheme of history, this will, if good wins out, the evil of this will be finally and fully revealed. But this is truly a horrible moment in American history. We are watching a slow coup d'etat against the President of the United States unraveling apparently, quote, legally, end quote, in our federal courts, and with the Justice Department sitting there silently watching this happen. It is a travesty for those of us who love the Justice Department, used to work there, and want it to be restored to its rightful place of honor, which it does not hold now.
Well, and you think about what a prosecutor can do to an individual who is not well-heeled, doesn't have a lot of money. I mean, so, you know, he's not in the street, but it's not like General Flynn was living the high life. But then all of a sudden, your son's never going to see his family. Your son's going to miss the raising of his children because we're going to put him in jail too. Because we think he was part of this. And then you're looking and going, what? Wait, how did I get here? I was going to serve my country in a position of great importance at the national security team, and now I find myself caught in a web of a partisan Sally Yates, who then, you know, who then makes her big statement about how she's, you know, she's leaving and how she was glad to be leaving, and so then Flynn gets just caught up in this web, and almost, you know, almost 19 months later, we come out with this nothing memo. That's amazing. God knows how much he's in debt too. Forget everything else, well, the legal bills he has.
Yes, and I just the 19 interviews that General Flynn gave them clearly were interviews that produced literally nothing of any value, certainly in regards to the President of the United States. It is a commentary that when you take over as president, you must take over as president. And leaving Sally Yates in at the Justice Department to be acting Attorney General was a terrible mistake. Mm. I don't know who in the White House made that decision. I can only assume it involved the White House Counsel's Office, which would have been the logical place for this to occur. And not to understand what that meant and what was likely to happen in light
of the
conduct.
Yeah. I mean, that Don McGahn just marched old Sally Yates comes in. We're going to talk to Flynn. He goes, well, they got to talk to Flynn. Okay, well, what am I going to do about it? Then he goes, sets up the interview with Flynn. Flynn doesn't think it's – I'm sure Flynn's like, well, this must be routine. I don't have anything to hide. Why would Flynn talk to Sally Yates and two FBI agents? He's not an idiot. He's a three-star general. He would not be involved in talking to the agents if he had anything to hide. He would have said, no, I want my lawyer. He spoke to them without a lawyer present, by the way. Remember that.
Yeah, moreover, everything – that General Flynn was doing before the election involving the Russians was perfectly legal. Whether it was during the campaign or on the transition team, it didn't matter. Talking to foreign officials is not a crime. It's not a crime to discuss foreign policy with foreign officials, even if you're on a campaign. People do it all the time. Democrats have done it for years. This was a design plot to ruin him and to cripple the President of the United States at the outset of his term of office. These tactics used to be reserved for the mafia, for terrorist groups, for serious crimes involving violence and other things like that. To put them in a political context like this in order to overturn an election I'm afraid people don't understand what a threat this is to our democracy. People just still don't understand that the goal here was to overturn a duly elected presidential president, and it's still underway. And I really am furious at the House of Representatives and Bob Goodlatte and those people. The joke of issuing a subpoena to James Comey and Loretta Lynch when they're walking out the door trying to pretend like they're trying to get at the facts. I am so nauseated by the phoniness of this effort that I cannot see straight. And on top of this comes this insult to General Flynn. Of course, he's not going to get any time. Can you imagine what Mueller would look like if he asked for time, for God's sakes?
No, it's ridiculous. Joe, the incoming White House counsel is going to have a lot on his plate. Pat Cipollone, obviously, is a friend of mine, terrific person. Yeah. He starts, I think, in earnest on Monday. What, you know, if you had to give advice to people going, anyone going into that position with the Democrats sharpening their knives in Congress, what would it be?
Hire a bunch of former assistant U.S. attorneys, very good lawyers, fight every subpoena to the Supreme Court of the United States. Give them nothing.
Yeah, I think he's hired. I mean, it looks like they're putting together a fantastic team over there.
You keep
wishing it was the team that was in there at the very beginning, because I think you would have avoided a lot of these problems with the sort of sober very pragmatic and clear-headed approach that Cipollone has. But we'll see where that all ends up. Joe, on the final note on this on the Mueller probe, do you expect this thing to be wrapped up like in the first couple of months of the next year, or do you find is this going to just in some iteration continue through the 2020 election campaign?
Well, I think their plan is to not go out of business. The fact that the sentencing of Flynn will go forward on December 18th does tell us that given what is in that sentencing memo, I don't see what's going to happen now. There may be some holdover cases. I just don't know what he's doing. I can't contemplate and what might be coming down the road. There doesn't appear to be any legitimate reason to continue, but the notion that somehow we're going to await some insignificant indictments of minor people and have this stretch out into the 2020 election, if it goes very much into the spring of 2019, then we will know that its real effort is to affect the 2020 election. I simply don't trust Bob Mueller anymore. I don't trust the people around him. I think the good faith got lost a long time ago by the way that they treated people. I have no idea what he's going to do with Jerry Corsi and Roger Stone. All of that is just, to my mind, nonsensical. But who knows? I mean, this is through the looking glass. This is Lewis Carroll. We have a strange group of people with a parallel Justice Department doing grave damage to not only the criminal justice system, but here's my last point. Robert Mueller has affected the foreign policy of the United States. To bring that guilty plea of Michael Cohen while the president is at the G20 meeting in Argentina is a disgrace, and Rod Rosenstein and Mr. Whitaker need to answer why that was allowed to happen. Yeah, that's when you pick up the phone and say, Bob, you're not going to do it. It's not going to happen today. You wait until the president gets back. That was done purposely, just like when Rod Rosenstein announced those indictments when the president was overseas for another big meeting. This was designed purposely to harm the president of the United States. But in so doing, Mueller harmed the United States of America at the same time.
I agree. And we talked about not just the G20 and all these extremely important deliberations we're having with China and the problems swirling around our relationship with Saudi Arabia, but our relationship with Russia has been really harmed. If there's an investigative reporter worth his or her salt out there, they will just examine the motivations behind poisoning our relationship with Russia, any attempt to build a better relationship with one of the world's great powers. When we're falling all over ourselves to have a better relationship with Xi, who has hundreds of thousands in re-education camps, but we can't even talk to Putin. I mean, again,
my question,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, to those reporters and editorial writers is, do you want a war with Russia? Is that your goal? Is that going to make you feel better that we end up in a war with Russia? Is that what you prefer? You see, the smart people, as they're called in Washington, the David Ignatiuses and people like that who pretend to know everything that there is to know, these are the people who have done so much damage to our country, thinking that they're just so smart and they know more than we all do. This is really a moment in history that it's going to take a long time to recover from. Our institutions are in very bad shape. You cannot trust the FBI and the Department of Justice anymore. It's such a pity what they have done, what Comey and Loretta Lynch and Strzok and Page and McCabe have done to this country and to the Department of Justice, the CIA, weaponizing these important tools of national security for the purpose of bringing down a man they just didn't like.
No, they didn't like him, and of course none of the arms of the investigatory departments within the Justice Department would have been activated had Hillary won, even though there'd be ample reason to actually do investigations. That would have all been shut down. Joe DeGeneva, thank you so much. It's great to talk to you. Another big news day here in Washington. 855-40-LAURA. Check me out on Twitter because you'll see what I made yesterday.
The Laura Ingraham Show.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I have more energy. I can get up and get going. I can do things I couldn't do. I can walk in the store instead of jazzy. I can clean. I can do things I haven't done for 8 years since I had the failure and had been on dialysis. It's helped me to walk. It's helped me to do heavy laundry, to clean my house, to feel like I'm not dying all the time. It just gives me it's helped so that I'm not depressed and sad and worried all the time. And mainly, it has given like a new boost in life. I really believe in it. I love it.
For a limited time, use discount code Laura, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Laura.
Season's greetings from the Reading Civic Auditorium. This is Nathan Parmalee, talent buyer for the Civic. We wish all our veterans and active duty servicemen and women a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Everyone at the Reading Civic Auditorium is grateful for your service to our country and extend our hopes for a peaceful and prosperous new year for you and your families. Stay warm, stay safe, and we'll see you soon at the Civic.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday Season.
Celebrate the season with great deals on the world's best-selling off-road lineup during the Polaris Holiday Sales event. Now's the time to get rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. Get more done every day with a hardworking Ranger. Take on any task or any trail with General, the ultimate off-road SUV. Conquer every forest, field, and mountain on an unstoppable Sportsman. Or live your life wide open in a high-performance Razor. Find your dream machine at Polaris.com, then see your dealer for rebates up to $2,000 and financing as low as 2.99% APR for 36 months during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. Come celebrate the Polaris Holiday Sales Event at Lee's Polaris, 2230 Larkspur Lane. Serving the North State from the same location since 1967.
Offer valid in U.S. through 12/31/18, subject to credit approval. Rebates and financing vary by model and year. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never drink and drive.
Call the Laura Ingraham Show, 1-855-40-LAURA.
Well,
we have a lot more to get to on the Laura Ingraham Show. All right, I tweeted the photo, and it's some cookies I made yesterday. Wish you could taste them through Twitter, but you can't. But I want your favorite baking tradition at Christmas. Tell me why you carry the tradition on. It's always something that carries on a tradition that you remember as a kid, almost always. So share with me your favorite recipe and why. Why do you think it's important to carry on this tradition? Later on, we're going to talk to Meg Meeker. And as parents are gearing up for Christmas, and you might be pulling back from that screen option for the gifts. Kids don't need more screens. They need more time outside. Christmas is almost here, ladies and gentlemen, but that sagging jawline and chin, they don't have to be part of your celebration. Now you can just make them slowly disappear. Well, it might sound too good to be true, but introducing the brand new Genucel jawline treatment with dual peptide and MDL technology, Chamonix's most advanced technology ever, because it not only tightens your jawline, it also plumps the lipophilic layers of your skin, and it helps contour and define the jawline within minutes. It uses peptides and metal lactones together for the first time, and so it works amazingly fast, and the results get better the more you use it. And for the next 2 weeks, the Genucel jawline treatment is yours absolutely free when you order the Genucel for under eye bags and puffiness. And for fast results, Genucel's immediate effects is also free when you call or click now. So call them at 800-480-5206 or just go to Genucel.com. End this year on a high note with beautiful skin. No bags, no puffiness, and a tighter, higher jawline. Call or click now, 800-480-5206 or Genucel.com.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, can I help you?
Yes, I have a snoring problem.
Can you describe it for me, please?
Well, it's about 5'11" with curly hair and a mustache.
Oh, I see.
Introducing Mute, sleep technology that opens the nose to increase airflow by an average of 38% so you and your partner can enjoy a good night's sleep. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better.
Mute is available at Walgreens and your local...
Paint Marts have been locally owned and operated since 1967, proudly serving our community for over 50 years with the ultimate service, prices, and quality in paints, stains, wall coverings, automotive finishes, and project planners. Please visit us at Paint Marts located at 2330 Larkspur Lane off Hilltop. That's two doors down from Lee's Honda. And happy holidays to our military, both veterans and active duty during this joyous season.
Attention all hands.
Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know, nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food.